You know what's really funny is that you keep saying, I'm not a podcaster, I'm not a podcaster, but you bought a sound blanket.
Well, I bought a sound blanket to save my marriage.
You bought a sound blanket.
To say, it was just a moving blanket with grommets, and then I put a bunch of hooks in the wall near my door. I put the sound blanket up when I'm recording, which is great. But between that and the thing I put under my door, it perfectly insulates this already hot room I'm in.
The podcasting torture chamber.
And I just turned my air conditioner on, and it was showing up in my recording. So I had to turn it off, which means by the end of this episode, I'm going to be wet.
Let nobody say that we don't suffer for the audience, you know, because we turn off our mayor conditioners, and instead what we do...
Mayor conditioners.
I did the punchline before the setup. I'm going to kill myself.
This motherfucker said mayor conditioners.
No, I was going to say mayor conditioners on purpose. You can't make fun of me for having said it by accident earlier in the sentence that I meant to.
You know what, though? I have more joy now in my heart.
Good.
I have
more joy in my heart. On a strictly utilitarian analysis, I am a perfect angel.
This is a bonus episode of the show, so it's going to be a little loosey-goosey this week.
I'm looser and gooser even than usual, because this is the week in which I have to write my dissertation or else. So I am in brain prison.
Yeah, my air conditioner is off. It's so hot. I'm eating on mic. Because we had to record a double today.
Everything is in chaos. I'm wearing blue lipstick. I was
taken aback by it. It looks good, but I'm like, what?
Yeah. No, it doesn't. The thing is, it's because the reason why I'm wearing
blue
lipstick.
Now that you've said it.
No, I know. It looks like absolute ass. No, but the reason why is because I was fucking around, right? Because now in the week of writing my dissertation is the classic time to do all of the little tasks and side objectives and quests.
Perfect.
Because once you finish your dissertation, you can't go back, obviously.
Well, the end game for grad school is not very fun. There's not much to do.
Yeah, exactly. The high level areas. Yeah. So,
you're running around Glasgow just like looking at birds, and then they're appearing in a little sketchbook.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know if I can do anything else, Dutch. No, so what it
I've
is...
I've got a little star in my save file for school.
I just need... I was bored writing dissertations, and I'm...
Arthur, why'd you keep saying you can't do nothing else if you can draw an Ari Olin flight, Arthur?
No, what I was saying is... if you go back and look at my like pre-transition, early transition photos thread on Twitter, search from post-Octoberist telling my kids this was Johannes Vonk, you will see that some of my early transition things, I had this circus ass blue lipstick from Amazon. And because I was like, I don't know, fucking 20 or whatever, I weirdly made that shit look good because I was, you know, like a twink and I was using a lot of filters. So out of curiosity, I thought, well, it's been like almost 10 years. And weirdly, you can still get the same costume ass makeup on Amazon, mind you, for no money. And so I thought, I'll fuck around and try that just to see what it looks like. And the answer is, bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was like, I thought you died for a moment. I will say, I am.
Give me 1 second here.
You have to reward yourself for like having written a paragraph, right? You're like one paragraph down, time to, you know, do some makeup checking. Time to check on my makeup.
It's coming off. It's coming off.
It is literally coming off, I mean, fuck, I hope it is.
I'm with you here. We are sisters in the grand scheme. Because like early in my transition, there's a lot of photos of me in like matte black lipstick.
But the thing is, that fucks though.
Not on me. Not when you've still got a beard.
I just will say thank you for the solidarity in not making fun of my clown ass lipstick.
A clown that was dead.
my dead clown lipstick. The saddest episode of Law and Order. Law and Order circus crimes, circus victims unit.
Oh my God, CVU. Okay. Hey, by the way,
you're telling me that this sicko puts acid in the spritz, the seltzer bottle.
I thought you said a sicko fell into a big vat of acid. Now he's chasing Batman around.
Just a bunch of guys moving, like being questioned by the circus victims unit, and it's a bunch of clowns moving boxes but constantly falling.
They're moving boxes with other clowns in them, like popping out comically.
I don't know. I see a lot of stuff here down at Ringling Brothers in Bottom and Bailey.
God.
All right, I think that's all of it.
All right.
I'm good.
Hi.
I'm good.
Hi.
I'm back to looking normal.
You look incredible. By the way.
Oh, thank you.
By the way, hello.
Hello. Hello. Hi.
It's an episode of No Gods, No Mayors.
Oh, you're saying hi to them, not to me.
I'm saying I'm saying hello to the listeners who I believe are in the room with us at all times.
God.
I think, by the way, on this podcast, listeners hold up half the sky.
only half, though. No more than that.
Only half. Yeah, then we all get 1/6.
I'm stuck on the lipsticks. It's got this horrible, like, waxy taste, and you can't take on or put off lipstick without getting some of the fucking taste. Ugh, awful.
Yeah. Anyways, hi. So this is an episode of No Gods, No Mares. Thank you for being a patron.
Listen, Thank you.
We're loosey-goosey today. We don't really have... We don't have capital A, capital A, M, a mayor today.
Capital A, capital A, Ayer?
Well, the thing is, the Mataculous has, like, scheduled maintenance hours, yeah. Right?
We all held hands. We all went to the location in the basement of the World Mayor Forum where we record. Mm-hmm. We're holding hands. We open our eyes, now pupil-less, to look to the sky with sightless eyes to commune with the Mataculous. And it said, check back next week. So what we've got,
it's a magic eight ball.
Yeah, yeah. Answer unclear.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what we've got is a sort of mega Muni roundup. I am ostensibly the mayor of this episode.
Mm-hmm. We're all going to be mayors of different little bits. Like there's a little bit I'm going to be mayor.
We've all brought something. It's like a potluck, you know,
a mayor and tell.
It's bring your mayor to school day.
Yeah. Like I've brought a couple of little dishes here that I hope people are going to like, but which I know in my heart are going to sit there slowly cooling in the dishes and nobody's going to eat
them.
Did you
bring the hispy cabbage of mayors, the grilled hispy cabbage?
I think we got a very different types of potlucks if hispy cabbage is on the table. I'm thinking more of a kind of a hot dish situation here.
Yeah, like, what Nova's named here is a food that's real and that I've heard of. Uh-huh. And Riley, what you've done... is make something up.
I see.
Yeah, see, I'm in a situation of bringing like the potato salad, right, that nobody eats.
I eat that.
You can't, that's a dangerous game. You can't eat everybody's potato salad.
Mm. And Riley has reached into the world of Dr. Seuss and shown up with something called hispy cabbage.
No, hispy cabbage is what they use to torture vegetarians at restaurants. Because it'll be or vegans, because it'll be like, we have a bunch of things. We have langoustines and garlic butter. We have some kind of a, venison ragu, whatever. I was like, I see some of you might be vegetarian. Don't worry. We've moved on from a grilled portobello mushroom in place of a protein to a grilled hispy cabbage with a bunch of different sauces on it in place of a protein.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Thank you so much for explaining and giving me a chance to take my final bite of lunch.
Yeah.
Okay.
You wouldn't bring a dish of that to a potluck.
You'd be very unpopular at the potluck. It would be a pot, bad luck.
A pot unluck. Yeah.
It would be the guy who did not become president of Nigeria, pot bad luck, Jonathan.
Pot bad luck, Jonathan. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I can reason my way to that one being funny.
Thank you. Yeah. There we go.
Yeah. Hold on. I'm just gonna check. I gotta make some calculations here, and I'm looking the judges. Romania says funny. Uh-huh. Bulgaria not funny.
I split the Balkans, and I'm hardly the first to do it.
Oh, Spain says funny. You're funny. It's a good joke.
Everybody just votes for their neighbors anyway. It's bullshit. Yeah.
Okay, we're jumping in. So I want to, this one's old, but it doesn't warrant a whole episode, I don't think. But here is a mention of a mayor. Thank you to the Mataculous for speaking through your chosen instrument, X the Everything App user Pega Ace, who sends this one in. Here's a headline for everybody. Turkey, mayor replaces giant robot statue with T-Rex. The mayor of Turkey's capital city has responded to complaints over a giant robot statue by replacing it with a huge T-Rex. Mm-hmm. The robot first appeared in the middle of a roundabout in Ankara at the start of April, causing some people to assume that it was an elaborate April Fool's joke. But it was actually erected to promote a new amusement park, a pet project of the city's longtime mayor, Meli Gocek. I went really...
Meli Gocek, yeah.
Gocek, thank you.
Here's the thing, a little peek behind the curtain, right? I ask the Mataculous fairly regularly about this guy, to the point of like almost having lined up a guest about this guy. He's like someone I personally am keenly aware of, but the Mataculous has always told me to wait. So what we're getting is little like tidbits in the meantime.
Yeah.
Such as the statues.
Yeah. So what's important here is that he put up a big statue of a robot.
Do we know which robot it is?
It was a fake transformer of some sort, and he put up a bunch of them, and then he got sued for using taxpayer money on this, and in response to the criticisms that the statue is, quote, a monstrosity and, quote, a criminal waste of funds, the mayor replied only, and I quote, respect the robot.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's a thing that all mayors tend to say. I think the mayor is, as a position, very submissive to robots. Like, we saw, of course, Eric Adams doing the unrequited, like, heart thing on the NYPD surveillance bot.
Yeah.
Mayors love a robot. They love to think of a robot. They love to sort of like meet with a robot, and they love to apparently erect a giant statue of a robot.
Well, I like that it was either robot or T-Rex, which to me suggests that Melly Gocek is sort of doing the two different, he's paying equal homage to the two different sides of the kaiju robot Eternal War.
Oh, I was going to say he was doing Transformers and Beast Wars. Mm-hmm. He was just covering all of his bases.
Yeah, Beast Wars is so funny.